Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. A high wind warning remains in effect. A red flag warning begins at 9 a.m. today. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today, with daytime highs approaching 37. Northwesterly winds 20 to 25 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, lows dip down to about 10 above. Mainly clear skies tomorrow, highs around 25. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, 33.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
Hi, I'm Felicia Rolfe. Here are today's headlines from 12 News. You're asked to avoid burning today if you are in northwest Kansas. Extreme winds will increase the risk for fires. Firefighters from the Wichita area and Johnson County are staged in northwest Kansas, prepared to help out if fires break out. A former TV news anchor accused of stabbing and killing her mother, deemed incompetent to stand trial. Angeline Mock was sent to Larned State Hospital after a brief hearing Thursday. She faces first-degree murder charges. Today, the Kansas Supreme Court holds a special session to hear a case involving Governor Laura Kelly and Attorney General Chris Kobach. The court's decision could have implications for how Kansas participates in federal lawsuits moving forward. In Wichita, Felicia Rolfe, 12 News.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
Celebrate the start of 2026 by blasting into fun at Blast Off Bay Indoor Water Park, connected to the Hampton Inn in Goddard, Kansas, where it's always a warm 84 degrees. Bring in the new year with family and friends as you race down the thrilling 30-foot wide slide. Splash into pools. And enjoy nonstop, out-of-this-world excitement all season long. Make 2026 a year to remember. Visit blastoffbay.com and plan your adventure today.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Your KQNK News is being brought to you by Firebolt Ag LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. Kansas Insurance Commissioner Vicki Schmidt today announced the Kansas Department of Insurance recovered $21,328.30 for Norton County residents in 2025. Last year, more than $29.2 million was recovered for policyholders statewide. Commissioner Vicki Schmidt said the department's work consistently returns more money to Kansans and emphasized that when residents contact the Department of Insurance, they can expect not only a response but meaningful assistance. Funds considered recovered are calculated when department staff assists individuals in need of support during their insurance claims process. If a dispute arises between a policyholder and an insurance company, regardless of the type of insurance, the Kansas Department of Insurance investigates the complaint. Department staff work with the consumer and the company to ensure the insurance policy is followed and benefits are paid accordingly. Since Commissioner Schmidt first took office in 2019, the department has recovered over $202.7 million for Kansas through the Consumer Assistance Division and use of the Life Insurance Policy Locator, a tool provided to states through the National Association of Insurance Commissioners. A county-by-county breakdown of the recoveries can be found at a website. A link to the press release highlighting the total statewide covers in 2025 recoveries are not final as cases are still being closed. If you or someone you know is having trouble with an insurance claim, please contact the Kansas Department of Insurance Consumer Assistance Division at 785-296-3071 or visit the department online at insurance.kansas.gov for any claims-related questions or concerns. Law enforcement in northwest Kansas are investigating six suspects on multiple drug allegations after a drug enforcement investigation. On Tuesday, the Thomas County Sheriff's Office concluded a six-month investigation into the trafficking and distribution of narcotics in Thomas County, according to Sheriff Joel Nichols. As part of the investigation, deputies executed a total of 5 residential search warrants within Thomas County during December 2025. As the investigation progressed, the Sheriff's Office requested assistance from the Kansas Bureau of Investigation. On January 13th, the Thomas County Sheriff's Office executed 2 additional search warrants in Colby, Kansas. Deputies served a search warrant on multiple storage units located within the city limits of Colby, while the Kansas Bureau of Investigation simultaneously executed a search warrant at a residence also located in Colby. As a result of these investigations, multiple pounds of controlled substances were seized. Items recovered included large quantities of methamphetamine, marijuana, THC products, psilocybin mushrooms, Suboxone, and other illicit opiates and stimulants. A total of 6 suspects have been arrested in connection with these cases. The Sheriff's Office did not release the names of the suspects or possible charges in the case. In Nebraska news, producers have an opportunity to bid on early season intensive grazing at several wildlife management areas along the Platte River. The Nebraska Game and Parks Commission says 3 WMAs are accepting bids until January 31st. The sites include Dogwood Wildlife Management Area near Overton in Dawson County, along with Blue Hole WMA near Elm Creek and Bassway Strip WMA east of Kearney in Buffalo County. Grazing at the selected sites will take place from April 1 through June 1 of 2026. Acreage and fencing requirements vary by location, and fencing will be the responsibility of the tenant. Games and Parks uses managed grazing to control noxious weeds and invasive species while improving habitat conditions for wildlife on public lands. Producers interested in submitting a bid or learning more are encouraged to contact wildlife biologist Aiden Shorney for additional details. Also in Nebraska news, on Wednesday, Nebraska Governor Jim Pillen called for a criminal investigation after State Senator Michaela Kavanaugh removed American 250 posters from hallway walls inside the state capitol. According to the governor, surveillance video and photos showed Kavanaugh taking down several displays highlighting notable figures and events in U.S. history and placing them in her office. Pillen said similar actions by a private citizen inside the Capitol would have resulted in consequences. After consulting with law enforcement and legislative leaders, the governor determined the matter warranted further review. He directed the Nebraska State Patrol, which is responsible for Capitol security, to refer the incident to the Lancaster County Sheriff's Office for investigation. Pillen noted that any discipline related to Kavanaugh's role as a lawmaker would fall solely under the authority of the legislature, citing the separation of powers. Kavanaugh told the Nebraska Examiner she believed posting materials on the walls violated Capitol rules. Legislative Speaker John Arch later clarified that permission had been granted for the display and the posters were reinstalled the same day. The Nebraska Examiner also reported that a State Patrol spokesperson said there was no apparent damage to the posters and that no active investigation was underway at the time. State Senator Ben Hansen added that he viewed Kavanaugh's apology as sincere. I'll be back with more news after this.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
A celebration of life for Colette Sharp Miller will be held at the Norton Christian Church Friday, January 23rd at 2 p.m. with Jamie Amlong officiating. Snacks and refreshments will be available in the church following the services. Visitation will be from 5 to 7 p.m. Thursday, January 22nd at the funeral home. A private family interment will be held at a later date as a family is honoring her wish for cremation. Because of Colette's unwavering love for the community of Norton and living at the lake, in lieu of flowers, memorials are encouraged to the Norton County Community Foundation or Friends of the Lake and may be sent in care of Plumer Gobber Funeral Home. Condolences may be left at plumergobber.com. Now we'll hear from Fig Millen and head head boys basketball coach Jordan Wallmeyer.
I'm here with head basketball coach Jordan Wallmeyer. Coach, last week you met up with a couple powerhouse teams from Nebraska. Last Tuesday you played the Cozad Haymakers, and a very, very good team, a very physical team and fast. Why don't you tell us a little bit how you thought that first half went with the Haymakers?
That was probably the most complete basketball team I've coached against in a while, top to bottom. They didn't miss a beat when they dove into the bench. They all shot well. They handled the ball well. Their defensive intensity, they didn't allow any paint touches. It was really hard to get in a rhythm with them. The first half, I thought we competed pretty well, and then we started getting tired. They sent in their reserves, and they almost got better as they subbed, and once we got tired, we kind of ran out of gas and just couldn't keep up with their pace of play, and we ended up running out of gas at the end.
And that second half, like you mentioned, they substituted, but you were able to stay up with them, and you're hitting outside shots, and you were able to get a lot of nice little rebounds and pop them back out. Do you feel that your second half was a lot better than the first?
We over halftime, we stressed paint touches. When we shoot well, it's because we shoot inside out, and we get into the lane, penetrate, collapse the defense, and then knock down some kick-out threes. If we can do that, we're a pretty good basketball team. When we struggle is when we can't get the ball in the interior, and then we kind of settle for jump shots. And we're not a great enough shooting team to just settle for jump shots and be able to thrive off that offensively. So once when they really cranked up the intensity on the defensive end and didn't allow us to get into our spots, we struggled. But we competed. We competed for the most part. And that's what we ask for day in and day out is to compete no matter who we're playing against. So we did Tuesday, not to the best of our abilities, but it was a good learning experience, and I feel like we got better for it.
And how did your JV do that night?
They gave Cozad a run for their money. I was really impressed with them because they got down early. We were down 15 to 16 points early, made a run there late in the fourth. We cut it back to four, but we ran out of gas at the end of that one as well. Ran out of time more than we ran out of gas, because the second half of the JV games, when we finally kicked it into gear and started giving them fits and inching away at a comeback, but ran out of time, unfortunately, at the end of that one and lost late.
And then on Friday night, you traveled up to Alma, a 7-1 squad. Their only loss is to the Cozad Haymakers, and the Cardinals, they had a very good team themselves. And let's talk a little bit about Alma.
They got two kids that could get to their spot whenever they wanted. Ball handling, fundamentals was insanely good. Their footwork, they were tough to stay in front of. And if we let them get to their spots, then they'd kick out, and they're surrounded by shooters. They can all shoot. First quarter of that one, we played right there with them. And again, it was another one of those defenses where they protected the lane and forced us to settle for jump shots. So offensively, we could never really get in a rhythm. But that first quarter, we played with them. And then as the game wore on, we're just not as deep as they were. And their subs came in, hit some big shots, and we ran out of gas again. We gave up a big second quarter run. Outside of that second quarter run, they outscored us in the second, like 24-7. And outside of that run, first quarter, third quarter, fourth quarter, we were right there with them. But basketball's a game of runs, and you can't give up those big ones if you want to stay competitive.
How about your junior varsity? How did you feel that they played?
They played very well over at Alma. We pressed the entire game. We dictated what Alma did with our defensive intensity. Never really in control the entire game, but it was so back and forth, and we made the right plays at the end and snuck out a win there at the end. Ended up winning by two, I believe.
On Tuesday of this week, you played Oakley, and you come out very quickly, took a large lead there after one quarter. And how did you feel that the rest of the game went?
The rest of the game kind of fell in line with that first quarter. We worked real hard in practice this last week over what it means to be a family, what it means to be a team. And I think that first quarter is really the first time we truly played as a team all year long, both offensively and defensively. That was a different kind of intensity, a different kind of fire I saw the boys play with, and we're looking to build off of that. That's what we've been striving for. That's been the goal, and now we need to maintain that.
your junior varsity also got to play that day. So what was your thoughts on them?
That's the second time we've seen Oakley on the junior varsity level, and both games were a battle, grinded out. The first time we saw them was at the JV tournament over in Oakley, and we were losing a majority of that game and found a way to win it at the end. And this time it was still a grinded out battle, but we were – I mean, it was back and forth most of the game, and we still found a way to grind it out at the end. So it's really nice to see those guys not shy away from the moment and realize that every play is a big play and keep making the right plays, especially late in the game when we're tired, keep making the right plays, and they ended up pulling out a win again.
This week, this Friday, you will be traveling over to Phillipsburg. Phillipsburg, always a good team, not to mention a rival team. Why don't we talk about what Phillipsburg has?
Yeah, they're athletic. They're quick. They can score at a high rate, but they also they're allowing a lot more points per game than I'm sure they're happy with. So I don't want it to be a shootout, but the stats are pointing that direction. So we're going to work on some things defensively, see if we can translate some of our intensity from Tuesday night over to Friday night, and then draw up some new things offensively and see if we can give Phillipsburg some fits and see who comes away with the win.
It's a pretty busy week for you. Saturday will be your MCL play-in games. The Blue Jays will be able to host the play-in games at Stoll Gymnasium. You're the sixth seed. You'll play the number 11 seed, Smith Center Redmond. It's one of those things that you win to get into the main bracket. What do you know about Smith Center?
They have two wins on the season. They beat Russell Friday night. Russell beat us pretty good earlier this year. So our league's wide open. It's competitive. You got to show up to play every night. You can't afford to take a night off. Smith Center will sit in a zone, and they got a kid who can score anytime he crosses half court, and typically that's what's given us fits so far this season. So we'll have to drum up something to try to slow him down and work on zone offenses. The hard part is the game we're going to see Friday night against Peaburg, the style of game's going to be completely different Saturday night against Smith Center. So we got to be able to adapt and adjust and play in all phases of basketball, all three phases.
Of course, like I said, there were the sixth seed, so it's the last game, I believe, at that Stoll. Do you project about time that that game will start?
Games for the day, there's three games in each gym, Stoll and East Campus. We'll be in Stoll. The first game starts at 3, and then our girls will play right after that first game's done. And then we'll play right after the girls. So projecting time is probably around 6, 6:30, somewhere in there.
Well, Coach, we're going to wish you the best luck Friday when you travel over to Phillipsburg to take on the Panthers. And then Saturday, you're home in the playoff game against Smith Center at Stoll Gymnasium, approximately around 6 to 6:30. Reporting for KQ&K, Fig Mullen.
Thanks, Fig, and good luck to Coach Wallmeyer and the Blue Jay boys and their basketball tournament and games this next week. On the menu at Eisenhower Elementary today for lunch will be sloppy joe, homemade bun, corn, sweet potato tots, peaches, and milk. At the high school, lunch will be Southwest chicken bowl or corn dog, fruit, and milk. That's what's on the menu at your local schools today. Your KQ&K News has been brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your weather is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all your pest control needs. Today, patchy blowing dust between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m., increasing clouds with a high near 37, windy with a northwest wind 25 to 35 miles per hour, with gusts as high as 55 miles per hour. Tonight will be partly cloudy with a low around 10, blustery with a northwest wind 15 to 20 miles per hour, with gusts as high as 40. Saturday, sunny with a high near 25, blustery with a northwest wind 15 to 20 miles per hour and gusts as high as 35. Saturday evening, mostly clear with a low around 7, northwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour becoming southwest in the evening. Sunday should be mostly sunny with a high near 51, breezy with a west wind 10 to 20 miles per hour becoming north in the afternoon. Winds could gust as high as 35 miles per hour. I'll be back with more weather after this.
When you've got dogs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'Em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
On Martin Luther King Day, mostly sunny with a high near 39. Tuesday, sunny with a high near 56. Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 51. And Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 43. Currently at the Norton Municipal Airport, it's mostly cloudy and breezy with a temperature of 32 degrees. The humidity is at 47% and the wind speed is 21 out of the northwest with gusts as high as 26 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is at 29.95 and the wind chill is 20 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by the Hinkle Termite and Pest Control in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all your pest control needs. Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Create new memories on your adventures with Visa CU Money reloadable prepaid cards at United Northwest Federal Credit Union. When you're ready for your next adventure, keep it going smoothly with our convenient app to manage your money wherever you are. CU Money cards are compatible with mobile wallets. Secure and funds are quick and simple to access. Get your Visa CU Money reloadable prepaid card today at United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes met with the media via Zoom on Thursday and says his rehab's going very well. They just actually have to limit things because, you know, he wants to ramp things up as fast as possible.
The doctor kind of gives you like goals to get to, and I just try to maximize those, and they hold me back because I always want to go a little bit further. So it's been going great. I mean, obviously, I think the long term, I want to be ready for week one. The doctor said that I could be, but I can't predict what's going to happen throughout the process. But that's my goal, and so I'll try to prepare myself to be ready to play in that week one and have no restrictions. You know, you want to be out there healthy and giving us the best chance to win. And so obviously, I'll hopefully be able to do some stuff in OTAs and get to training camp and hopefully be able to do a lot there. So I'm excited for the process. It's a long process, but I'm excited for it.
Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
This corn growing season, the pressure is on. You've got to work smarter, not harder. So turn to TribaPro. As the hardest working, longest lasting corn fungicide, TribaPro works overtime to protect plant health and your potential yield, even in fields with low disease pressure. When you need your inputs to go above and beyond, choose TribaPro fungicide for disease control you can take to the bank. Ask your retailer for TribaPro today. Always read and follow label instructions.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holme here in Norton or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.